Welcome to this verse-by-verse study through the book of Job. My name is Michael Moret, and this is Scripture Verse-by-Verse, and we are continuing our verse-by-verse study through the entire Bible. Today we come to Job chapter 1, verse 1. And Father, we ask that you would add your blessing to the word that we are about to read and study. In Jesus' name, amen. Job 1, verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job. And that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil. According to God, Job was an honest and innocent man. He was a man who could be tempted, but he turned away from it. When temptation hit, Job got away. Verse 2, and 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. He had 10 children and 1 wife. Job was a family man, a real solid guy. 3, also his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household, so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the East. Job was a holy man, and he was also very rich. He was one of the richest men in the world. 4, and his sons would go and feast in their houses, each on his appointed day, and would send and invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. Job's children were not like Job. They were kind of a wild bunch. They took turns throwing parties. Verse 5, so it was, when the days of feasting had run their course, that Job would send and sanctify them, and he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. And Job did this regularly. And so while the sons and daughters were out messing around, Job was busy praying for them. It is nice to have a parent who prays. However, each son and daughter must take care of their own spiritual business as well. Verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. Stop there for a second. The sons of God are holy angels. The holy angels are given assignments by God, and evidently they must return to God and give an account as to how they've done. Holy angels do not sin, but they are not perfect. They sometimes make mistakes. They learn. And it says in the last part of verse 6 that Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come? And so Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth on it. Satan puts on a lot of miles, and it isn't for exercise either. The Bible says that he prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But he isn't confined to earth. He also has access to heaven, as we see right here. Verse 8, then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil? God is speaking very highly of Job. It may seem like living for God doesn't get you anywhere, and it might not in this life, but that doesn't mean no one notices. God notices. He knows that you are living for him. Verse 9. So Satan answered the Lord and said, Does Job fear God for nothing? Oh boy, here comes the slander. The devil says, God, the only reason Job lives for you is because you pay him off. You make him rich. So he lives for you. And what an insult that is to God. Verse 10, Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. Satan is right about one thing. God did have a wall of protection around Job. How did the devil know that? Well, he must have tried to hurt Job, but he could not get to him. Verse 11, But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. Satan is so self-centered himself that he just can't believe that anyone would serve God out of love. The devil doesn't do any favors for anyone unless he gets something in return. So he figures everyone is just like him. Verse 12, And the Lord said to Satan, Behold, all that he has is in your power, only do not lay a hand on his person. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. God gave the devil permission to go after Job's possessions and his family. But God said, You can't lay a hand on Job. Lesson for us. The devil can't touch anything unless he gets permission from God. Verse 13. Now there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And it was a typical day of fun and games for Job's children. That means it was a day of prayer and sacrificing and fasting for Job. 14. And a messenger came to Job and said, The oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them when the Sabaeans raided them and took them away. Indeed, they have killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was speaking, another also came and said, The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. And I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, another also came and said, The Chaldeans formed three bands, raided the camels and took them away, yes, and killed the servants with the edge of the sword. And I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, another also came and said, Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And suddenly a great wind came from across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell on the young people, and they are dead, and I alone have escaped to tell you. Well, I'll tell you, the moment the wall of protection was lifted, the devil shot through like a rocket and hit Job just as hard as he could. Everyone has their share of trouble. But this machine gun style of trouble from all directions, that is not normal. It indicates demonic activity. 20. Then Job arose, tore his robe, and shaved his head. And he fell to the ground and worshipped. He felt bad, but he still worshipped God. In fact, that was one of the first things he did. We don't have to be happy in order to be holy. As a matter of fact, sometimes it's not even appropriate to be happy. And look at Job in verse 21. And he said, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job did not curse God when he lost everything. His children and his possessions, they were not really his anyway. Job knew that. So he knew that God had a right to take them back anytime he felt like it. 22. In all this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong. These terrible tragedies were very hard on Job, and he did not know why they happened, and God never did give him an explanation. But Job did not respond in a sinful way. He did not blame God. He did not call God unfair. Let's go into chapter 2. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. Satan shows up with the angels once again. Verse 2, and the Lord said to Satan, "From where do you come?" So Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth on it." Satan says, "I've been prowling around, checking things out." Verse 3, then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man? One who fears God and shuns evil, and still he holds fast to his integrity, although you incited me against him to destroy him without cause." God says, "Well, in your prowling, did you happen to see my servant Job? Did you see him, devil? You heard him, but he has remained true to me. No one quite like Job, devil." 4. So Satan answered the Lord and said, "Skin for skin, yes, all that a man has, he will give for his life." In other words, Satan says, even a man like Job will do what he must do to save his life. 5. But stretch out your hand now, and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will surely curse you to your face. Take away Job's health, God, he'll curse you for sure. 6. And the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, he is in your hand, but spare his life." God grants the devil permission to take Job's health, but he cannot kill Job. Verse 7. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job with painful boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. Job is blasted with ulcers and boils all over his body. Look at verse 8. And he took for himself a potsherd with which to scrape himself while he sat in the midst of the ashes. Job grabs a broken piece of pottery and scratches his itchy, oozing sores as he sits on a pile of trash. 9. Then his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die." Now you see why the devil didn't kill Job's wife. She encourages Job to respond sinfully to his trouble. 10. But he said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity?" In all this, Job did not sin with his lips. Job would not respond sinfully. He said, "I accept good things from God. I must also accept bad things from Him." 11. Now when Job's three friends heard of all this adversity that had come upon him, each one came from his own place. Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, Zophar the Naamathite. For they had made an appointment to gather together and come to mourn with him and to comfort him. 3 of Job's friends come to keep him company and bring him some comfort in all of his trials. 12. And when they raised their eyes from afar and did not recognize him, they lifted their voices and wept, and each one tore his robe and sprinkled dust on his head toward heaven. They couldn't believe their eyes when they first saw Job. He looked so bad, it didn't even look like him. 13. So they sat down with him on the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and no one spoke a word to him, for they saw that his grief was very great. They all sat there in silence for a week. and everyone would have been better off if they had all remained silent. We'll pick up our study in Job chapter 3 next time. Until then, so long, everyone.